We ran over, and saw him spring unhurt from the ground. He, rushing up the steps, crossed the flagged yard, and pushed open the stable door. There he turned and spoke to us.
"You think you baffle me, you, with your pale faces all in a row, like sheep in a butcher's. You shall be sorry yet, each one of you. You think you have left me without a place to rest, but I have more. My revenge is just begun. I spread it over centuries, and time is on my side. Your girls, that you will love, are mine already. And through them you and others shall yet be mine. My creatures, to do my bidding, and to be my jackals when I want to be fed."
With a contemptuous sneer, he passed quickly through the door, and we heard the rusty bolt creak as he fastened it behind him. A door beyond opened and shut. The first of us to speak was the professor, as realizing the difficulty of following him through the stable, we moved toward the hall.
"We have learnt something much. Notwithstanding his brave words, he fears us. He fear time. He fear want. For if not, why he hurry so? His very tone betray him, or my ears deceive. Why take that money?
You follow quick. You are hunters of wild beasts, and understand it so. For me, I make sure that nothing here may be of use to him, if so that he return." As he spoke, he put the money remaining into his pocket, took the title deeds in the bundle as Harker had left them, and swept the remaining things into the open fireplace, where he set fire to them with a match. Godalming and Morris had rushed out into the yard, and Harker had lowered himself from the window to follow the Count. He had, however, bolted the stable door, and by the time they had forced it open, there was no sign of him. Van Helsing and I tried to make inquiry at the back of the house, but the mews was deserted, and no one had seen him depart.